USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Author J.D. Vance won Ohio's GOP Senate primary on Tuesday. President Trump's endorsement gave Vance a 10% lead to his closest competitor at the polls. It should be noted Trump went 77-0 in Ohio and Illinois. The European Commission on Wednesday announced plans for a phased ban on all Russian oil by the end of the year. Russia is the world's second-largest crude oil producer, and Europe is very reliant on Russian oil, gas, and coal. The Commission, which is the executive branch of the European Union, has also proposed disconnecting from Sberbank. That's Russia's largest bank. In an effort to save lives, Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt on Tuesday signed into law a measure modeled after Texas heartbeat legislation that bans abortions after a heartbeat is detected. Quote, I am proud to sign SB 1503. End quote. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I really love this product. I really do. I do a lot of kayaking and hiking and skydiving and stuff like that. I'm very active, but I did notice that, hey, time was catching up. And, you know, I wasn't at the stamina where I used to. But ever since I've taken this stuff, I feel great. I've been hiking a lot and even longer than I was usually hiking before I started taking Balance of Nature. I feel like I can go on all day long. It's a great feeling. Just stuff like out of the Jetsons, you know what I mean? Here's the pill, boom, there you go. You got all the nutrients you need.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature right now. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com for more information or to place your order. Shipping is always free. And don't forget to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code USA.
Amazon is pulling back some of its grocery stores. Katie Lewis reports.
Amazon announced it will shutter six of its Whole Foods stores in the U.S. The impacted stores are in Montgomery and Mobile, Alabama, Tarzana, California, the Englewood and DePaul neighborhoods of Chicago, and Brookline, Massachusetts. The Englewood location is expected to close in the next few months, while the other five stores are expected to close by Friday. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The Los Angeles Police Department is reporting officers responded to an incident at the Hollywood Bowl around 10:45 last night. A man armed with a gun and a knife was taken into custody. Video from the event show a man jumping on stage and trying to tackle comedian Dave Chappelle.
Whenever you were in trouble, Jamie Foxx would show up with a sheriff's hat.
Dave, shortly after the incident, appeared unharmed. The attacker left in an ambulance. We are USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow Bath Sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
President Biden has appointed a disinformation czar under the umbrella of Homeland Security. Her name is Nina Jankowicz, and this is her on TikTok.
Information laundering is really quite ferocious. It's when a hoaxer takes some lies and makes them sound precocious by saying them in Congress or a mainstream outlet. So disinformation's origins are slightly less atrocious.
Biden's disinformation czar Nina Jankowicz once called the Biden laptop Russian disinformation. Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton chimes in on Fox News.
Democrats think that disinformation is in fact inconvenient to Joe Biden and the Democratic Party. That's why we don't have ministries of truth in our government, why we don't have the government refereeing political debates. I mean, look at this woman that they appointed to run this so-called disinformation governance board. Just a couple years ago, she seemed like a mentally unstable person on social media. She was claiming that the idea that the virus from China originated in the lab in Wuhan, which I was saying from the very beginning of the pandemic, was disinformation. It's one thing to have a mentally disturbed person on social media tweeting about that. It's another thing to give her power in our national security agencies to actually crack down on this kind of speech in our society. That's why I, and now I think a couple dozen Republican senators, have joined me in an effort to defund this board if the Biden administration doesn't roll it back.
My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.